Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said most of us aren't prepared to accept success, especially somebody else's success. We appreciate the opportunity of Bible study. It's good to be with you again today, and we do hope that you've been looking forward to the opportunity of talking about the Word of God. The topic we're using this week has to do with the second coming of Christ, and I'm sure that all are interested in that particular subject. As we look at the second coming of Christ, first of all, we look at the promise that is given in regard to his second coming. The Lord told his disciples they ought not to be overly troubled by his death. They ought to be aware of the fact that he will come again. And he gave his word that that's the way it's going to be. You read about that in the book of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. The Lord promised, "If I go, I will come again." We back that up by other passages that deal with the second coming of Christ, such as the first chapter of the book of Acts and verse 11, when those who were present were told, "This same Jesus, whom you've seen taken up from among you, shall so return in like manner." Jesus is going to come again. Now we were looking at 2 Peter chapter 3, and we begin reading what Peter has to say in regard to end times. What's going to happen at the end of the world? And what is it that the Lord has promised that he would do in regard to his second coming? Well, first of all, look with me to chapter 3 of 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 3, and notice he begins saying that the scriptures very plainly tell us they're going to be scoffers in the last day. Look at verse 3. "Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts." Now their question is this: the Lord promised to come back, but he hasn't come back, and therefore their conclusion was, he's not going to come back. He gave a promise, but he's not going to keep that promise. Well, the Apostle Peter feels that this ought to be dealt with, and so by inspiration, he deals and gives the answer what God says in regard to this particular subject. They were saying, "Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation." But the Apostle Peter said, "Look at it again. Of this they are willingly ignorant." They don't know, and they don't want to know. Willingly ignorant, what's going to happen? The heavens were of old, the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that was then being overflown with water perished. But the heavens and the earth which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men. Now, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. One day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as a day. What he's saying is simply this: the argument that because time has passed since the Lord gave the promise, therefore, he's not going to keep his promise, that's not valid, because God doesn't go by our time schedule. God doesn't look down and say, "What do men think it is in regard to time?" But rather, he does not regard time in the same manner. So, because he has not come yet, doesn't mean he's not going to come. And so that's the argument that is made. Then in verse 9, we have simply the fact pointed out that, well, let's go back to verse 7. The heavens and the earth, which are now, are kept in store to judgment. But then he says in verse 8, don't be ignorant of one thing. One day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as a day. Now, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. What's the explanation as to why the Lord hasn't come back yet? Because of God's patience with the human family. Then he tells us in verse 10, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth and the works that are therein shall be burned up. All that will happen at that day is that the world will end and everything will be burned up. It will be destroyed. Seeing all these things are going to be dissolved, verse 11, then the question is, what manner of persons ought you to be? If you don't know when it's going to occur, and you want to be ready whenever it occurs, that means that daily you need to prepare yourself for that particular day. Now, all of that has to do with a fulfillment of a promise. What was the promise? I will come again. Jesus said, I'm going to come again, and he keeps his word. Now go with me to Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 28. The record says, and to those who look for him, he shall appear a second time without sin unto salvation. The second coming, he shall appear a second time, is very clearly taught in the Word of God. So when we talk about the second coming of Christ, friends, that's a fact. That's a Bible fact. And there isn't any question at all but that it's going to occur. Keeping that in mind, we simply are aware of the fact that when somebody says Jesus is going to come again, they're talking down the line with what the Bible says. Now, a lot of times they add their own comment about the length of time it will be until the Lord comes, and that, of course, is not inspired of God, and a lot of times carries with it a wrong idea. But we'll talk about that as we go on. Why is it that we're concerned about it? Well, because we have people going around. Every time there's a tornado goes through, somebody starts saying, it's a sign of the end of the world. Every time that there is a bad season, someone comes along and says, well, the Bible says that there'll be times like this, and this is immediately before the second coming of Christ. And so again and again, people look at things that have occurred and interpret those as signs which are a prediction of the nearness of the coming of Christ. Well, I think we need to look at what the Bible says about when Jesus will come again, don't you? Doesn't it seem that we need to find out what the Bible teaches about this so that we're not in the dark and so that we do not talk to people about the second coming of Christ through the viewpoint of ignorance? We need to know exactly what does the Bible say. Well, that's what we intend to do as we continue our study. We have noted Jesus is going to come again. Tomorrow, we'll deal with the idea as to when the Lord will return. We appreciate studying with you. Remind you that it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.